Hello everyone, here I am with an American artist who is responsible for creating the Rainbow Rising album artwork. I know all of you know that masterpiece, so here we are. Hello Ken, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Very well, very good. And also, we are here with my partner in work and life, Alison Booth, aka Black Diamond. She will be here with us in case if I lose the net, so she can carry on doing the interview. Hello, Alison, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. Nice to be with you both.
Yeah, very good, very good. All right. Before we start talking about Rainbow and its rising, I would like to know more about you, Ken. When and how did you discover that you are interested in art? And when and how did you start painting?
There's a story right there.
Yeah.
I've always been talented and interested in art. It's been with me my whole life. I never took it seriously until after I left the military, and it was difficult to find employment. And my skills were in art, and that took a while to teach myself with the help of my teacher, Frazetta, who was also a family member. But I had to learn how to draw and paint, which I did really quickly, and got into the horror magazine business, which was very prominent back in the late 60s. And early 70s, and I stayed with that organization for 5 years until my lucky break with Kiss came, when they gave me the phone call that said they wanted to see me about a cover they had to do. So I was basically just working week to week, paycheck to paycheck, and then Kiss came along, and everything went through the roof. All of a sudden, I was known all over the world. Now, you have to remember, there was no internet, there was no cable, there was no other way of communicating anything. So artists were pretty much kept in the dark about what their success was. So I had to measure it by who called me for jobs. And Rainbow played a large part in that. So that's my basic beginnings.
Right. Okay, I guess you are a fan of rock and metal music, right?
Heavy metal, heavy, love it.
Very well, very well. So, would you tell us about the bands you like?
I'm very particular with my heavy metal. I'm more of a Man of War,
very well,
freak, I guess, because I've been working for the man for 35 years, and I can't get enough of their music. I love it. It's adrenaline to me. It is the best that. My God, when I turn on a Man of War album and I have pictures of paintings just flying through my head. So I'm more that than like Metallica or some of the other groups, Kiss. As good as Kiss is, I'm just more Man of War-ish. So, so now you have to understand, I was not even in the heavy metal industry at all. And Kiss came in 75.
Right.
And introduced me to, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't even believe what I was looking at, let alone what I was listening to, because I was brought up on the Eagles and Elton John and all of that. I was more of a moderate music listener. So heavy metal came as I was going past it, and then I had to stop, come back, and there's all these sounds, and they were all brand new, the early 70s. And that's when Ritchie Blackmore was on the scene. So it was born right around then, though. Yes.
Yeah, well, you like fantasy, me too.
Yes.
And I believe that was the reason that you are responsible for designing the Rainbow Rising album artwork. But can you tell us from the very, very beginning what happened, who contacted you, and what happened that led you to create that masterpiece?
All right. And again, I have to preface it with what happened before I came to Rainbow. Rainbow itself was a very simple cover to do. I don't want to misrepresent that. It was a difficult cover, and it was a unique cover. But I have to give Ritchie Blackmore the credit for it. He knew exactly what he wanted. So when I came into his office, and after we greeted each other in every room, we sat down and started talking about the cover. I believe it comes from one of the songs, the actual reaching of the hand out to the rainbow. And he knew exactly what he wanted. And if you think about it, I had just been completely overwhelmed with Kiss and what I did for them. So I was very prepared when Rainbow called. And then I went into their office and they dictated the cover. So I left that office with a complete painting in my head. I simply had to go home and use the disciplines that were taught as artists and do what Ritchie said. And that's what I did. That's what I did. And I didn't think about it too much at the time, but it's stayed alive for 40 years. It's amazing. It's incredible. And it was a masterpiece because that's what Ritchie asked for. Yeah. And he still knows what he's doing to this day, and he did back then. So right. I would love to say I created everything and it's all mine, but that's simply not true.
Right. Very interesting. And did he explain to you, why that, for example, fist appearing from a stormy sea, tightly holding a rainbow, plus, other elements, the castle, and all others. Did he explain, why
no.
he wants those things?
No, he did not. He did not give me the reasons for why the cover was to be created. What made it come into his mind. I'm assuming it's part of a song. We never really went into depth in that area. What we concentrated on was the details of the work, the castle, the cliffs, the shoreline. I don't know if you guys notice it, but there's an owl in one corner with the two eyes very yellow. And in the other corner, there's a warrior.
Oh, no.
You didn't notice?
No, unfortunately.
All right, well,
I have to have another.
Study it.
Yeah.
Study the cover, because on those cliffs, on the left-hand side, I don't know left-right when you're talking about screens, but
yeah.
On one side is a blonde-headed warrior with a big animal skin cape over his shoulders, staring out at the fist. And on the other side, you might not see it, but there's a little owl. It's a dark owl. So what you might see is just two yellow dots. But if you saw the original, it's an owl. Oh. I don't know what it means. He didn't explain. He didn't go into why he wanted them, but it's there.
Very cool. Very cool. All right.
Right there, huh?
Now I've learned something new about the artwork tonight. That's very cool. Okay, would you like to tell me what was the reaction and feedback from the, the band, record label, and the fans after seeing your artwork?
All right, I did not hear from the group or the label.
Right.
It was a very smooth and simple transaction, but the fans, for the 40 years now, have been all over me that yeah. How incredible this album was. The music in it is incredible. And they all love the cover, naturally, because it plays a role in the fantasy element of the album. But it's just been a positive experience for me.
Yeah. So you mean you never had a chat with, for example, Ritchie, after showing them your work? To see
nope.
if they want to change anything or, so it means that they were satisfied.
I would assume they were very satisfied. I never heard from them again. And anyone I heard anything about was just total praise of the work, that I had done what I was supposed to do. And that's, you have to understand, I was getting work every week, so I was watching out to make sure I did everything right. If I did do it right, I let it go in my mind. I let it go and grabbed onto the next challenge. So
yeah.
that it worked out so fine and so easily. Because Kiss was a very large problem. The first album I did for them was rejected by Casablanca, and then we had to do another one over. So that was such a complicated project. It was almost a relief when Richie came along and Rainbow came along, and I couldn't really believe that it was that simple. Is that all you want? I mean, it means a lot. Don't underestimate what it means. But artistically, it was easy to paint.
Right. So did he mention, you know, when he was telling you what he wants, did he mention anything about the technique? About the technique, I mean, did he mention he wanted in, for example, watercolor or, you know, oil painting, or, you know, he completely left that thing to you?
Yes, he did not indicate any need for any particular medium. I was free to choose that myself. Yeah. I was also free. I was free to choose the colors, the aggressive nature of the fist, the composition of the painting. He just rattled off the different elements.
Right.
And we didn't even write it down, because as soon as he explained it to me, I had the picture. And I told him I would show him a rough, which I did. I went home and created a rough. And I still have some pencil drawings of those roughs, some original pencils from that way back then. But he approved it. They approved it. And I went home and painted it and turned in the painting, got paid. And very simple. I know it's hard to believe, but every now and then you got a simple design.
Yes. Well, that shows your imagination, power, and skills. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the music of this album?
I think it's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, great experience.
Yeah.
I was having one great experience after another, and Rainbow, to this day, is just another incredible. These were incredibly talented men who put together a unique classical album,
yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to be picked to do the cover. So there is no negatives in this particular assignment. The only thing I wish I could have done was meet again with Richie. You know, lives, things happen and you just go your separate ways. So yeah. It was a very successful experience, my career.
So now, after 40 years, how do you feel about your work? I mean, when you look at it now, for example, right now you're looking at it, do you think you, for example, you could do any different? I mean, you could change, you know, the fist or the sea or whatever.
No, I would not. How do I feel? I felt at the time, and still do 40 years later,
yeah.
That according to what instructions I was given, it's exactly what they wanted. And I believe they feel the same way that I do. And I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change some of the roughs. I still have the pencil roughs. I have the fist in a different angle and things like that. But I wouldn't. It has such power, and it tells such a story, and it's so clearly evident on the shelves. And that's my job when I do a cover. Is yeah. To separate my work from all the other artists that are on the shelf, so you see it. Instead of looking at all the others, you're looking at this Rainbow cover, and you go, wow, that's something I want to look into further. That's my job. That's what I did, and very proud of it.
Yes, that's awesome.
Right now, I understand it went gold. Did the album go gold? Do you know if the album went gold?
I'm not sure.
I think it did in English. I think it did in England. I don't think it did in America. If it did, I want to get my gold album, because I have five albums from Kiss, the platinum, double platinum, and if there's one out there with Rainbow, I want it here with my collection. So I'm currently looking into that.
Well, I can check it for you after interview to see.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right. Can you tell me, what are you doing these days, and if you are working on any heavy metal album artwork too?
Yes, I just finished Manowar's latest album.
Yeah.
They are on tour just finished tour, and Joey needed it very quickly, and I'm currently working steady on heavy metal albums, constantly doing all kinds of things. Yes, very still very active artist.
Okay, I've just got a message here that yes, their Rainbow Rising album got gold in the UK.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Yes, I will be getting that album. I will follow the path wherever it takes me so that they could send me an album. Yes, outstanding.
Well.
Thank you.
Very well. Well, it got the gold in the UK in 1979.
Excellent. Thank you for that. I will. I have a company that I look into, and it's 1979. I'll write that down. Yeah. 79. Gold. Good. So that's one more album. My wall.
Okay, before we finish this interview, I would like to know your opinion on this quote by Terry Pratchett. He said, "Humans need fantasy to be human." What do you think about that?
I agree. I totally agree, because the real world, the world we live in, the 24-hour clock, and what actually happens on this earth just isn't enough for us as humans because of our imagination and our ability to think way outside the norm. So we need fantasy to express that part of our souls. It's just absolutely necessary. Everything, if you think about life, everything we do, there's always a little extra with thinking along the way. So my career and fantasy are a real part of this world, a real necessary part of this world.
Yeah. Isn't it fantasy where we can find and see a better and nicer face of ourselves as human?
Yes. I agree. I think in a perfect world, there would be a real fantasy would be a reality, because the actual reality that you just described isn't really nice. And hopefully we can improve on that in the next 10,000 years and get along and stop killing each other. That would be a nice thing.
I hope so.
Yeah, so do I. Believe me, so do I. This world, I can only play so much of a role. It's we have to just stop killing. There's got to stop the killing.
I think, and the key is the understanding. All right, Ken Kelly, thanks for giving us your time. Would you like to leave a message for our listeners and viewers?
I just keep going with your hearts and souls with heavy metal and fantasy, and keep the good thoughts going. And, it's a wonderful place to be. And just keep going. It's a fantastic life. What we're living.